Hi, my name is Sydney, and for the purposes of today's episode, I am a pantser.
Hello, my name is Maya. As we all know, I am a planner. And this is Canonically Incorrect, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything fan fiction related.
Woo! Yippee! And this is our March bonus episode, because Whoa. March has an extra week. Both of us, this is a fun episode, because we didn't have a plan for this. Our fun, like, bonus episodes, we, like, they sneak up on us, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? But thankfully, this time around, we have our beautiful Patreons who helped us, and they decided that they wanted to hear a debate from us. So that's what we'll be doing. So thank you to our Patreons. Yippee. If you would like to be a Patreon and get a say in future episodes, we'll be doing this a lot more in the future. Go to canonicallyincorrect.com/Patreon and join us, because you'll get a say. But yeah, so we didn't have, like, any plan, which is really fun for what we chose.
I know.
Yeah, no, for me personally.
Our, like, roles are a little flipped now.
Yeah. So I think we're just going to kind of get into it. Like we mentioned in the episode, we're going to be debating in terms of writing. Not in our lives.
Not in our lives. Not in regards to the podcast.
Writing.
Right.
Planning versus pantsing. Which, for anyone who's new, who hasn't heard the terms, planning is basically just, as you know, you plan it, you plan your characters, you plan your plot points, you plan everything before you start writing, and pantsing is basically just flying off the seat of your pants, you know? Just...
Yep. Fuck it, we bowl.
As it comes to you. So I have chosen pantser.
You have not chosen, you
pantser
are...
Pantser has chosen me.
You are a pantser. And we've discussed it a little bit on the show before. I am very much a planner.
Yes.
When it comes to writing things, not so much in my actual life.
Uh-huh.
I've been getting better.
Hey.
A little.
That's all we can ask for. So to start off, for my own structure, do we want to start with just, like, why you are a planner versus pantser?
I think that would make the most sense.
Yeah. Do I want to start? There is no rhyme or reason, and I don't have a full answer for why I'm a pantser in terms of my writing, because in every regard of my life, I'm a planner, right?
Yeah, it's very odd.
Yeah, it is.
I remember when in the early stages of our friendship, when I was getting to know you, we didn't talk about our writing so much. Like,
yeah.
We knew that each other wrote, but we never, like, got into it. You know, that was still like a, can I ask them about
it? Yes.
It's so weird, but it's like, you very much were like, oh, if we're going to hang out, we're going to hang out this day, this time, we're going to be doing this,
yes.
and this. And it was
there,
like,
was a plan.
Also, the early stages of our friendship was very much arts and crafts based.
Yes.
Like, we would have an arts and crafts plan for us to do, which I think helped a lot, honestly.
But it was also fun because on that regard, we were always like, there was an arts and crafts that we both wanted to be doing. And we were like, hey.
Right. But usually it was also like, you would come up with this whole plan to like meet up, do all these things. And then I would show up and I would just kind of like throw something together. And be like, I think this will work. And you were like, this is genius. Let's do it. And I was like, okay, sure. And then we got to know each other's writing style. Mm-hmm. And then we had this one night that lasted hours upon hours and hours where I forced you to plan something.
Yes.
And you, that was the most dead I've ever seen you. And it's been like 2.5 years since that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, no, because, again, in every regard of my life, I'm a planner. It gives me anxiety if I don't plan well in advance, because I don't fly well in the way that you fly very well, and just whatever comes, what comes.
Right.
I've kind of been feeling that out a little bit on the Patreon, but even still, I have, like, a comprehensive plan, and then sometimes I'll be like, oh, we're just gonna throw this out and then do this thing, but, like, there's still, like, a plan B. There's still, like, a separate plan. But in terms of, like, writing, I don't know, I've just always felt when I start writing, if I give myself, like, a plan, I think because it's, like, all or nothing. It's either, like, one extreme or the other, where it's like there is no planning versus, like, there's too much planning to the point where I get burnt out before I even start writing.
I see.
I don't I haven't found the happy middle, because it just you know,
right.
So I've, like, had in past where it's, like, not even just, like, fan fiction, like, regular original works, where it's, like, I do so much planning that it's, like, I don't want to fucking write this now.
That's
so funny. I've found that now when I started writing fan fiction, being just like, just start wherever. And then it just comes. And it's just like, you just basically like, I took the advice of just start writing a little too personally.
I see.
And then it's just like, just go. Like, not to say, because I think we'll get into the pros versus cons that we feel like later. But for me, I just always feel that like I take it too far. And so for me, it's just like, just start writing and then you get to it. And then I'm like, I have, again, found negatives with it. But I have also found at least I've fucking started something so that I can return to it. And there's already a base for me to to go off of.
It's very interesting that we found each other and that we are very different in this regard. As Sydney had mentioned, in a majority of my life, I am a pantser.
Yeah.
I just kind of take it. I have to take things day by day or I stress myself out too much. Like, I have a weekly planner in my bedroom where it's just like, here are the things that I absolutely have to do that day. In what order? Like, it's kind of what, unless it's like, I have to attend a class. Obviously, that's at a certain time. But it's like, in what order do I do my homework? Like, I don't plan that sort of stuff out, you know? Like, it's not that detailed. Even with the my normal solo episodes, most of the time, you know, we've made the joke where it's like, haha, I read this the day of, and it's over 300,000 words.
That's
Let's
not,
go.
Hey, asterisk, not really a joke.
That happened one time. One time, where it's like, a majority of them were like, I read it the night before. Okay, so it's different. But yeah, and like, I just have so many things going on at this point in my life where it's just like, I have a sort of idea of what needs to be done, but sometimes I get sidetracked and like, things happen, you get overwhelmed. And I just can't, I can't plan for that. I can't plan for my mood for that day. So it's just kind of, you know, whatever comes. When it comes to writing, that is a completely different story because I get very excited to write certain scenes and I think of all these things, like all these scenes in a certain AU or time period or for a certain character. It couldn't, like, it doesn't really matter. And then it's just like, oh, I really want to write them. But if I write them, I'm going to be done with this. I'm going to be done with the storyline completely. And I don't like that. So for my brain to want to work up to that point, I have to connect the dots from point A to point B. And so with that, then it's like, okay, I have a task list now of like, again, I don't have to write them particularly in order, but when I do write, this is something that I found recently that works for me. And I think I've sort of talked about it on the show before, where it's like, I create a bullet point list of things that need to be done within a certain chapter, and I will just write whatever I feel like I need to write or whatever I'm most feeling that day. And then like, I'll go through and like, make sure that the transitions are fine and like that kind of stuff. And that's something that works for me because it's breaking it up from these big goals of like, I really want to get to this scene, but I have to do all these things. And then I have to break it down even further into these smaller scenes. And that compartmentalizes it for my brain to make progress where it's like, I get the thing of just like staring at a blank page. It fucking sucks. But for me, when it comes to like, oh, I have a plan and it's like, okay, I'm going to bullet point what needs to be done. Then it's like, okay, I'm not staring at a completely blank page, but I also get a choice in what I get to write that day. Do I wish I was like that in the rest of my life? Sometimes, but also not all the time. Because I see how that fucks with a person. I'm looking right at you, Sydney. So, it like, it's very helpful in some aspects of the day, but in other aspects of the day, it's like, God, no, I could not do that to myself. So, much in the way that you see pros with pantsing, like, this is turning less into a debate, more me being nice, like, this always happens when we quote-unquote debate, where it's just like, this is something that absolutely works for me. And I have forced you to plan before.
Yeah, you have.
And again, you have never looked more dead in your life. And I felt kind of bad that night, but I was like, this is good. For me, this works.
I count this as a win. Do you think that you are a planner in the writing aspect because it's not something you need to do? It's like a hobby that you choose to do.
I think so. I think that's a very interesting point that I've never thought of myself. Like, I've been producing a lot of demo reels just for internship applications and like starting to work on capstone projects for film and like sound design and that kind of thing. So like, I've been working. That to me still feels like a hobby, sure. like something fun I get to do yeah. outside of my music degree right. and not like I'm getting this actual big degree that like might lead to a job someday. We're just like, this is just fun. I like doing this. Yeah. So much in the same way that I make a bullet point list, mm-hmm. when I start with a fresh clip. Mm-hmm. So the way that I do demo reels is that I take cinematic clips from like video game cinematics mm-hmm. or like, you know, cartoon scenes, yeah. that kind of thing. I completely strip the audio from the original mm-hmm. audio and I watch it blank and I make a bullet point list of everything that I see on the mm-hmm. screen that could possibly need sound. Yeah. Every little thing. Mm-hmm. That blade of grass that they sort of maybe touched, I'm going to put grass sound effects in.
Right.
Because that's what's necessary. Sure. So, and then I'll make a list of like other sound design elements that I might want to add that are maybe more avant-garde mm-hmm. or like non-diegetic and like that kind of thing. And these are the only two aspects yeah. in my life where it's like, I compartmentalize things and I make lists right. and I'm like keying in on certain things. Yeah. So I would say yes, mm-hmm. that like, it doesn't feel like a chore.
Right.
So I'm having more fun just being like, yippee, like, yeah. look at all these fun things.
Yeah. While you were speaking, I kind of thought almost the same thing where it was like, for whatever reason, because of the way that I was raised, because of my three Virgos in my chart,
yeah.
because I have a type A personality, for whatever reason, I feel like I need to have, like, these plans. Like, I need to have a plan for when I go on vacation. Like, I need to have a plan for not even, like, just a day-by-day thing, but just, like, I need to have a plan for certain things. Like, I have a whole outline for podcast. I have, like overarching plans for life, and I feel like if I don't have those plans, like, things are going to fall apart. Like, I won't have as much fun, or like, I won't get these things done, or XYZ.
Okay.
But when in terms of like my fan fiction writing, which I think is a hobby, I don't think I put myself, I have like confidence in those skills that I don't need to have like a plan, I guess.
I think that's fair, because I think now that you've said that, I do feel the opposite, where it's like, in my daily life, I'm not the most confident person, you know, and I don't think anyone is like, even the people that portray confidence, you know, have insecurities. But it's like, oh, I've been playing the viola for so long, I don't feel the need to, and this is bad on me, to like practice certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I do gigs, per se, I don't necessarily practice the music as much as I should, but when I show up and I do the gigs, all's well, ends well.
Right.
Like, I didn't fuck it up. I didn't fuck up someone's wedding. Like, they were happy with the performance. Yeah. I was happy with the performance.
Yeah.
I don't care. And that is, like, I've been playing it for a long time. Like, I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I know how to work with a group. I know how to catch on to things if I miss something. And, you know, same with a bunch of other aspects in my life in school, where it's just like, I know how to bullshit a paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not, like, it's on my weekly plan to do sometime during the week, but I don't, like, it's not like I have to write a page every day or else I'm not going to get it done. I have full confidence in myself to write a paper in one day. I know I'm capable of that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, these other two things, these two hobbies are things that I'm not quite that good at yet. So it's like, I have to plan them and be like, micromanage myself to be like, you have to do all of these things.
Yeah.
And, like, it works for me.
Sure.
That's the, you know, like, some people don't like the micromanaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like, I get it. If someone told, like, micromanaged my viola playing and, like, came up to me and was like, well, you did this, and this wrong, and, like, I didn't know them or anything like that, I'd be like, fuck you!
Yes.
Don't talk to me like that! How fucking dare you!
Yeah.
But, like, if someone sort of did that with my writing and was like, hey, like, I don't know, you used this wrong word, or you used than instead of then and like shit like that, and I'd be like, oh fuck, I guess.
Which is different because like that's literally what I do for a job. Like I do that for a living. But also like I've spoken about it before where like for a lot of the times my hobby, which was fan fiction writing, I didn't share with anybody. Very secretive about it. So I didn't feel the scrutiny of having other people read it. Therefore I was just like, whatever. You know what? I don't have other people looking at me doing this. Which again is like different now that I'm publishing it, but I still have those traits from when I was in middle school of like, no one's really looking at this thing, and like the people behind the screen, I don't see them, so therefore they're not really looking at it. So like, I guess that's part of it, of like my daily life is like people are looking at me, people like I can see the numbers, and not that I can't see the numbers on AO3, but like I can see the numbers on this podcast, like I can see the people in my life looking at me, but on my like writing, it's just like me and a piece of paper, and I'm just like, whatever, no one is holding you to an account, like no one is.
That's fair.
Yeah,
yeah. And I don't think I look at myself through that lens mm-hmm. when I do write fan fiction, yeah. where it's like, well, other people are gonna see this.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like a, I don't know, it's a very personal thing
yes.
for me to be like, I have to do this or yes. else I'm gonna be upset with myself.
Yeah.
And again, same thing with the demo reels mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff, where like, sure, I have to present this to yeah. people and people are gonna listen to it because that's how I get a job mm-hmm. in this field. But it's like, I'm the one that should be the most happy with
right.
this. Because regardless, I learned this today. Mm-hmm. I presented a demo reel and like the audio was fucked.
Right.
Because of like the situation that we were in. Mm-hmm. And I had people coming up to me and being like, oh my God, fantastic. Yeah. So good. And I was like, it literally wasn't.
Well, because
like,
you're your harshest critic.
Right. But even then, like some of the sound people also didn't give me shit for it, but they sure. were like, the audio was fucked. Like
right.
we didn't get to use the proper sound system. And it's because we all are in the sound, like we know sure. what the possibilities and capabilities are, where it's like these people who don't really know anything are like, wow, mm. amazing. Right. You're fantastic. Right. And I'm sure that's how it is in the fan fiction, mm-hmm. you know, like as an impressionable teenager, when you join Wattpad, yeah. you're like, oh my God, these people are great. And then you move to AO3 and you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
A Thing of Vikings is how many words? And still going? And it's written like this?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
You're like, I'm not even, it's kind of that thing of like going from high school to college and being like, I'm even
out of my realm
to that level.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is yeah. going on? I'm supposed to be a professional in 4 years.
Right. Which I think is an aspect of why I pant so often, because I feel like if I try to do that, of like, you know, we've talked to A Thing of Vikings about like their process of writing.
Right.
And I feel like if I was the same way and I'm like, well, my writing is not of that level, because I'm very prone to like compare myself to mm-hmm. other people and how they do things right. where it's like, well, obviously I'm not at that level because I just fucking write like I'm on fire. Instead of like, well, we both do the same thing and like, how am I not? Because like, I'm just trying to take those steps away of comparing myself because I'm very prone to doing that.
Mm. Yeah. Again, it's a very personal thing to
yes.
me. For me to be like, and the thing is like, I think a majority, if I'm remembering correctly, of the authors that we've had on that mm-hmm. we've talked about planning versus pantsing,
yeah.
a lot of them pants.
From
my recollection, the ones that we've talked to about it, we haven't talked to everyone about it.
Well, yeah.
It's not a question that we've put on the list.
No, it hasn't. Should it be?
That's what
Sound
I'm saying.
Sound off in the comments.
That's what I'm saying. But like, the people that have brought it up usually are ones to be like, oh, I don't plan things. Mm-hmm. And that's how it gets brought up in yeah. conversation, at least off of the top of my head.
Sure. No,
from what I remember.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Like, it's very interesting to me that a lot of fanfiction writers,
yeah.
you know, obviously they're the special few that like expansive, long stories.
Yeah.
But even like Saint Tobio mm-hmm. or Saint Gojo, they have two different accounts. Saint, who wrote Sincerely Not.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. I'm still in love with you, Saint.
When I tell you, every single time you bring up their name, it's like you add an altar and you worship at their feet.
The fact that we even message every once yeah. in a while, it makes my heart so happy. They're so cool. But even them, like, I think that they pantsed most of it.
Mm.
Because I remember on their blog, it was a lot of, like, they would have audience interaction.
Yeah.
Like, I think they had an idea of what was going to happen
right.
in the story. But some of it was influenced by, like, people mm-hmm. in their ask box or in sure. their messages and that kind of stuff. And granted, that's kind of how Tumblr works.
Yes.
Or that's how some fanfiction authors work on Tumblr. That's how I worked for
mm-hmm.
a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very interesting to me that a lot of these people
right.
pants.
Right.
When you don't think that they would.
Sure.
Granted, the majesty
you know
that
what?
They've written.
I think
you
it's
know?
Because when we hear traditionally published authors.
Correct. There is this connotation.
There's the connotation where it's like, I've gone to plenty of a meet and greet with an author, a book tour kind of situation, and they're always like, I have one full wall. It's like,
right. But it's
expansive.
Also like they're presenting to an editor and
yes.
a publishing company.
Yes.
So it's like a process
yeah.
that they have to go through. Whereas fanfiction is this special realm of like, well, I can do that,
mm-hmm.
but it's not required because
mm-hmm.
a lot of that kind of work is already done for me, considering
right.
I'm pulling from a universe that exists
right.
for the most part. And I'm kind of twisting it
mm-hmm.
and changing it either with ship fix or YN
mm-hmm.
fix
mm-hmm.
or just like normal general fix
right.
where it's like I'm either changing things or I'm following along with the canon
right.
story. I'm just adding this character in, you know.
Yeah.
So a good portion of that work is already done. So I can understand mm-hmm. why a lot of people mm-hmm. are pantsers in that regard. Because, yeah. like, yeah, you don't have to world.
Right.
And even with published people, like, you don't have to J.R.R. Tolkien it. Mm-hmm, that mm-hmm, man mm-hmm. did irreversible damage to the writing community.
To the fantasy writing community? Yeah,
not even the fantasy writing community. The writing community yeah. in general. Like, he changed so much.
Yeah.
For what fucking reason?
Because he had time to spare.
I guess, but it's like, you know, not everything has to be the Lord of the Ring. Not everything right. has to be the Silmarillion.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all this world building detail.
You don't need an entire history book.
But,
like,
it is interesting, so I'm not going to fault you for doing sure, yeah. it. Like, A Thing of Vikings.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. That's yeah. a lot of information. Am I appreciative of it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a whore for lore.
Yeah.
We all know this. I'm a Five Nights at Freddy's bitch.
Yep.
That's who I am.
Color and all.
So, like, I think that's also why I'm a planner. Now I'm connecting the dots. Interesting.
You like with the math equations, you're like...
Yeah, this was you in the Patreon episode when you were like, criminal organization. I still think about that. It made me laugh so hard. Because I remember editing that and I was like, I got embarrassed again. I was like, oh shit. Anyways, if you're on the Patreon, you know what I'm talking about. So that was interesting. But, like, now that I'm connecting the dots, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I am just an encyclopedia of yeah. lore, and, like, I right. do very well right. with that kind of stuff. Again, it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I have read plenty of fan fiction, both on my free time and on the Patreon, where it's, like, you don't need a lot of world context.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even The Songbird and the Sea,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't a ton of world building. It yeah. wasn't, like... Like, here's the history of how people got all these right. gifts and that kind of stuff. Like, I'm sure that they went into it in the later mm-hmm. parts of mm-hmm. that series, because I haven't read them yet. But it's just, like, they gave it to me flat and simple, and, right. like, I appreciated it.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it.
Exactly. Like, I didn't need mm-hmm. all of the, mm-hmm. and the Ents came from this god, and this god fucking hated the Ents, so then they gave you the dwarves.
And then on the seventh day.
Yeah, like, I appreciate that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't need it, yeah. though. And I think that's just my brain being like,
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You should do that for yourself.
Right.
Because, lore.
I want. Mm-hmm. Please.
Give to me.
Yeah, you're basically just like, I want it. So you have, you must do
I have to do it for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. But I guess, like, kind of, I've talked to maybe a little bit about pros, but, like, pros that I think of pantsing mm-hmm. is like I feel like I get so many good scenes out of it that I don't know I would necessarily get planning.
Okay,
like there's a scene in my Hawks fan fiction that one of my readers affectionately called the bathtub scene.
Ah, I do know of the scene.
Yes, and it's like I don't know if I would have gotten that scene.
I see.
If I had planned what I was going to write in that chapter to begin with. Because okay. I remember writing that and, like, sitting there being like, I don't know what I'm going to write. And so I just started vomiting onto a page and being like, so he's at the apartment and he's going in here and then he's doing this. And then, like, he somehow ends up here. And it was kind of just, like, the character took over that
right.
I don't know because I haven't had a lot of practice with planning. I don't know if I would have let happen if I had mm-hmm. a comprehensive plan. I don't know if that scene would have come to fruition.
That's a valid, like... Mm-hmm. concern.
Yeah.
I'm going to call that a concern.
A problem.
not a problem, because, like, we've talked about this before personally, and I can't recall if we've talked about it on the show, but there have been instances where, like, I know we did the one episode where it was, like, I can't remember if this was a Patreon thing or not, where it was, like, oh, we chose characters and we were practicing on, like...
No, that was the main episode.
Okay. But, like, how you would go about, like, thinking
yeah.
in their shoes. And... I can't recall if we've talked about it, but, like, I know in personal discussion, I have told you that, like, oh, when I plan, I try and give myself enough wiggle room
yeah.
that if a character decides to do something that wasn't mm-hmm. in the original plan, I can at least veer off of the road for a little bit
right.
and then return back to the point that mm-hmm. needed to get to.
Right.
So that's kind of where mm-hmm. my, like, that's how I operate,
yeah.
and that would be my sort of, like,
yeah.
this is how I... think you would go about that mm-hmm. if you were to plan things.
Right.
So...
And but I guess my, going back to your word, concern with that is because I am prone to taking either extreme is like...
Ah, I see.
Will I let myself veer them off the road?
I see.
Or will I get stuck in my head of, no, this must
right.
happen.
Because I think the interesting thing to me is like, again, in personal conversation, I've always been like, oh, the characters, like, talk to me. Like, I understand them in a way that, like, they have their own actions, and that's what's happened. I'm just writing it out. And, like, sometimes they decided to do something different than what I originally planned, and that's okay. Whereas, like, you don't necessarily think like that.
No, I've never really had that moment where it's like...
Which is very interesting to me, because you would think that a pantser would have more of that, considering they don't have anything in mind. So it's just like, the character does what the character wants.
Right.
And that's what I'm like trying to pick your brain for. Okay, so that's the thing,
is like, I've heard plenty an author, plenty a writer say the same thing you did, where it's like, they're talking through me. And I don't think I've had that happen, but I've had the where they just, I guess... take over, where it's like, they're not talking to me, we're not having a collaboration,
right?
It's just kind of like a, and I get stuck in this person's head, and then I'm just
No, it's never like, at least the way that I go through it, it's never like a, oh, they're telling me what's going on. It's just like a, like I'm watching a, like a, an eagle eyes view perspective of what's going on, and it's just like, oh, they decided to do something different, okay, like we'll go down this route and like see what happens. And obviously, if I don't like it, I can just hit the delete button. You know, like, if it doesn't go where I want it to, fuck it. I scrap it. So, I, like, it's never that they speak through me. It's just, like, I'm the one that writes their actions, and they do whatever they want in the movie theater. Then I could have had that.
I just don't think, like, whenever people are saying, like, oh, they spoke through me or whatever, I'm just like, well, I don't, maybe I don't feel that's what's happening. So I never really resonated with, like, that specific phrasing. But, yeah, like, I think for me, too, where it's, like, I write a lot of pantsing because I'm a very emotional-based writer. Like, I don't write a lot of action. I write a lot of emotion. And so, like, that emotion, I feel, like, has to come organically. Okay. And so, because it's just pantsing and just, like, writing and just, like, not getting caught up with, like, this bullet point notes of information or whatever. And again, I've never put it into practice. It could, I could still definitely feel this way, and these things could still happen with a plan. That, like, when I just start writing, no plan, just whatever, I feel like that is a easier way to tap into those, like, emotions that just, like, come through in the writing of, like, it's weird because it's, like, I feel personally that I'm really bad writing any other emotions that are just, like, how I would feel in the moment.
Okay.
And it does take me, a bit to, like, step back and be, like, this person would not do what I would be doing, and I have to rethink that. So, I mean, I don't know. Again, a con is maybe that is part of what a plan would be, is just, like, trying to figure out how that character would actually react and emote, that it's not just, like, because I just, like, you know, we talked about D&D in our Patreon episode.
Right.
And the only, like, couple D&D games that I've played, it's always just me.
Yeah. And I think that's very fair for the first, for a lot of people that play Dungeons and Dragons, especially, like, if you don't have a ton of experience with the game, or, like, role-playing, or, like, that kind of thing. I wanted to talk, like, the difference in our writing.
Yes.
You mentioned that you're more emotional. Yours is much more purpley than mine is.
Yeah.
Mine is very much, I get to the point.
Yes.
And I kind of, like, my concern when I write is that I'm not clear with what's going on, because... Again, it is this thing where I can see everything that's happening from, like, a bird's eye point of view and, like, this 3D box in my mind. Like, I can see the scene as if it was a movie. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to convey the picture that I see in my head onto a page. And I'm trying to make it concise and clear enough to a person that might read it.
Right.
And that's why my writing is more action-focused, a little less dialogue-heavy. And it's more just like, she goes and she does this and da-da-da-da-da-da. Right. Like, I'm not the most keen on the emotional aspect of it. And it's something that I actively have to work on. Yeah. And, like, that's one of those things where it's, like, I have to, like, really... I have to try and put myself in their position to be, like, how would I feel if this, 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 and this happened to me based on, like, their background.
Right.
And that's something that's a little more difficult for me because, like... Granted, I have been getting better at it, I would say. Like, I still, like, roleplay and, like, play D&D, and I have been getting better at it. So, I think when it comes to planning, I feel like I lose that. So, I can't say for sure if planning is the quote-unquote solution right. to the emotion crisis right. that we're having between yeah. the two of us. For me personally, the way that I plan mm-hmm. and I see things is very much just cut and dry, right. where it's like, there's a movie playing in my head mm-hmm. that I want you all to enjoy as well, mm-hmm. so I'm trying to put that on a piece of paper right. and, like, let right. it fly. Whereas, like, you actively feel those emotions yeah. and, like, those things, and you're trying to encapsulate that, but also be like, this right. is not me. This is someone else.
You're trying to get them to see what you see, and I'm trying to get them to feel what I feel.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, somehow we need the combination of the two to, like, meet in the middle. And I think a lot of our lovely, lovely guests that mm-hmm. we have on the show have kind of nailed that.
Yeah.
Or, like, they have, like, this weird innate yes. gift where they're able to do that, or enough training, you know.
Surprisingly, like... I don't know if you listened to the last author interview, but she is our third guest who has said, like, role-playing has significantly improved their writing.
It helps a lot. Yeah. Like, Sydney and I don't know if I've brought this up on the show before, roughly, like, a year and a half, 2 years ago, I told Sydney that I used to role-play, mm-hmm. like, at the end of high school, getting into college pre-COVID, I used to role play on, like, Discord and, like, that kind of thing. And I really, really liked it. Mm-hmm. I had a great time doing it because it was like D&D, but without yeah. all the extra hassle.
Right.
Like, I could do it in my free time, and, like, it wasn't a dedicated session and, like, that kind of thing. And Sydney encouraged me to get into it again. Granted, I think that's the reason I haven't done a lot of my own personal writing mm. as of late, because I am writing for these OCs that I have right. now. And it's very interesting to me to put myself in their situation and try and get their emotions mm-hmm. down, because it's very hard.
Yeah.
It's a very hard thing for right. me to do. So I think role-playing, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. every guest that we've had on that said role-playing, oh. I'm immediately like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I 100% understand.
Yes.
It's such a weird thing to be like,
right. And I was like, in the episode with Fairy Tale, I was like, you were like the third guest who has brought up role-playing.
Right.
And I was like, it is a note, it is a through line that I never thought was going to, like, show itself.
Yeah, but when you, like, sit down and you think about it, no, that totally makes yeah. sense. It's just, like, not the first thing that comes to mind.
Yes. Like, for some reason in my head, with all of the... And I think it's also one of those things that's, like, it is not of the norm, and it's never going to be something that you find in a traditionally published space where you're going to be like, what's the best advice for writers? And they're right. not going to be like, role play. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it's also like a thing that's very unique to the fan fiction and like
I would agree
fan spaces,
because that's essentially what you're doing when you're role playing
yes.
is like actively writing fan fiction.
Yeah.
It's just fan fiction about characters you've created. Mm-hmm. As well as, like, learning how to collaborate with other writers
right.
and, like, being reactive right. as a character, which
yeah.
is not something that you get anywhere else.
No. So, like, maybe that is the solution.
The secret
sauce? Maybe that is your secret sauce.
Hmm.
But then, like, what's my secret sauce? Because I like to think that I have emotions pretty down.
But the thing with role-playing is that there are elements of planning
mm-hmm.
and there elements of pantsing.
How do you plan, though? Because in a role-playing situation,
okay, so
you have to rely on another, like, it's
you
not
don't
just you.
You don't necessarily.
Okay,
so the server that I'm in right now, that I've been in for the past 2 years,
yeah.
the one that I joined when you originally encouraged me, they highly encourage personal stories for
okay.
the characters. So they're like, make your own storylines.
Yeah.
Like, we will put on server events. You're going to obviously interact with other characters, but you have your own solo character storylines. So in that sense, I get to plan what happens to my character,
uh-huh.
but those plans can change because of events of other people.
Okay.
Or it's like, do I flip a coin and like keep the thing that was originally
right.
supposed to happen? Because it's going to fuck up more shit
sure.
based on what happens. Or, like, I remember I made a character fully that was supposed to have no plans and just fully reactive to
right.
everything that happened to them. And so far, it's been, like, weird to see, like, I have this one character that has, like, this extensive plan
yeah.
that, like, I have made, and it's fucked with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then I have this reactive one where it's, like, she's still getting fucked up, but, like, it's interesting to note, like, their dynamics with other characters
mm-hmm.
and, like, how they interact with the world. Mm-hmm. So... there are still, you can plan if you want, or
maybe
you could just be completely reactive.
Have we, like, reactive. Found a secret of writing?
I think so. Like, it is such an interesting, again,
yeah.
you don't get it. You don't get that kind
yeah.
of collaborative writing anywhere else.
Sure.
Except for role playing.
Okay. Very interesting.
So anytime any one of our guests is like, yeah, role-playing, I'm like, you're fucking right. Yeah. You're so right.
You've been sitting on this information?
Yeah. Like, lately I've been trying to, like, finesse my way into more D&D mm-hmm. games because, like, I want to do more of that in person.
Right.
I don't mind doing it online. Mm-hmm. I really like doing it online. Again, I can do it whenever I'm free or available sure. or when I have time in my day. But it is even more interesting to do it in person yeah. and, like, see these people get into character. And you don't get that unless you're actively acting or in right. community theater. And, like, I don't have time to dedicate to that.
Right.
I barely have time to play D&D as is. So.
Yeah.
It is the sauce of life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a little fun.
Do you have any, like, cons for planning?
Cons for planning. Again, going back to the lack of emotion type of thing. Right. That's a personal con that I have where it's just, like, I think a lot of people that plan also have the thing where, like, they see something in their head and they're just, like, transcribing it.
Right.
So you miss out on a lot of, like, the purpley kind of details and that kind of stuff. Planning-wise, I feel like once I get later into the story, I'm a little tired of it.
Mm.
Because
there's nothing new. Like,
you've seen
it. There's nothing.
I have been sitting on this story for months right. now. And it's exciting to see people react chapter by chapter, right. but it's also, like, I know how this is gonna end. Mm-hmm. So, like, by the time it's done, it's bittersweet, but at the same time, it's like, okay, onward and upward. Like,
right.
next thing,
right.
I kind of forget about it by the time, you know, like, it's just kind of, like, mm-hmm. It feels like I'm just marking off a checklist where it's sure. like, that has been completed, moving on.
Sure.
Like, it doesn't feel like this grand accomplishment mm-hmm. like I feel like it should, and I don't know if that's the correct feeling to have when finishing something, but I feel like if you finish something when you're pantsing mm-hmm. it's more of like a triumph. You're like, yes,
yeah, kind of,
I fucking,
like,
did it, like, even though it's been up and down and there's been trials and tribulations, I have persevered and survived. Whereas with me, it's like, oh yeah, that's been the goal since day one.
It's also kind of a thing where it's like when you just kind of vomit on a page without thinking about, like, what's coming next, and it's finished, not only are you like, oh my god, it's fucking done, and it's like right. my heart and soul and blood and sweat and tears and whatever, but you're also just like, holy shit, like, that
I did that,
where did that come from?
Yeah,
where, like, and, like, I don't think you can get the same from
the thing is like, I get that during the planning phase where it's like, damn, this is gonna be good, and by the time, like, I get towards the end, I'm like, yeah, it's still good, but yeah. it's like, it's lots of the pizzazz for sure. me personally. So that's a pretty big con of planning.
Okay.
And it's probably one of the biggest reasons I have a very hard time finishing longer projects. Mm-hmm. As noted by the one I probably haven't updated in almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's just something that, like,
sure.
if I let it sit for too long, it gets really hard to finish. That's why I mainly produced, like,
one shots,
very brief, yeah. like, imagines and, like, yeah. that kind of shit in my early days of writing, because I could think of a very short plot line and then write it all out and post it and mm-hmm. be done. Whereas, like, longer stuff, it's like, I do want it to be more intricate and more, like, yeah. have more push and pull and, like, that kind of element.
You want something that surprises even you. Like, not just right. the reader, but you.
But even then, if I let it sit for too long, yeah. it loses that kind of right. effect on me. And then, in turn, I think that it loses the effect on the audience, mm-hmm. which they don't know shit that's happening.
Well, yeah.
But to me, it's like, yeah. no one wants to read this. It's taking too long. So then I just don't, yeah. you know. Because I'm sure with pantsing, it's like, no one knows what's fucking happening. This
I
is
even
awesome.
Know, yeah.
right, so.
I'll say, like, for you having, like, a hard time finishing it because of planning, I have a hard time yeah. because it's just, like, I came to the point with my Hawks fanfic where it's, like, I got to a point where I kind of had a semblance of a plan, and then I was, like, I don't have any plan. I have no idea what's coming next.
This is why roleplay is so great.
Because
even if I stew on a story for a long
yeah.
time, someone else's character is going to fuck something
sure.
up. And I'm like, whoa, I have to react to this in
yeah.
some way.
I mean, like, yeah, that's that valid. I think it's like, so the one problem that I have with that is that I'm a giant control freak that my therapist is like, what's wrong with that? And I'm like, you're so right, sis. And so, like, she's not trying to fix it in the slightest. And so, like, that was my one problem when it came to, like, D&D, where it was like,
That's fair.
Not as, like, a player. I was, like, fine with it as a player. But my friends, like, in a group, they were like, you would be so good at, like, DMing. Mm. And I was like, you're right. And then I was like, I hate this because I don't know what you're going to do. And then I have, like, a whole comprehensive kind of a plan-ish. And then, like, you fuck it up. And so, like, that's my one thing is that, like, I have a mental block that, like, I'm not trying to fix because my therapist is like, and?
Yeah, with... With Dungeons and Dragons specifically like that, it's either you rule with an iron fist and you're like, you're going on this adventure and you're going to have fun, or you learn how to get really good at improv really fast.
Yeah.
So, like, I've done both sides of the spectrum where it's like, I've TPK'd brand new players before because I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Because I don't mess around.
Yeah.
Like, that was at a point in my D&D career. I DM'd for 3 years in high school, and it was, I would make weekly sessions, and it was for people that wanted to try and learn how to play D&D, so it wasn't, like, a very consistent storyline or shit like that, and it got to a point where, like, I was getting tired of doing it, and, like, people would complain about certain things, and I was like, then you fucking DM.
Right.
So then I would just start killing people, because I was like, you see a dragon and you're not fucking running at first level? Yeah. Guess what? You're fucking dead. Yeah. You can't defend against that.
Yeah.
You can't fight it either.
Right.
You're dumb. Yeah. Like, you know, that's
stupid.
That was me being very angry.
Yeah.
Granted, it taught them a good lesson, which every DM should probably do, which is like, yeah, you need to learn when to call it quits and, like, not fuck around.
Sure.
But then there's also the, like, okay, well, I planned this whole night out. You guys decided to do something completely different. So, yeah, I'm going to start rolling dice just to fuck with you.
Sure.
I remember, like, having a screen up and, like, they were talking and walking through the woods, and I would just start rolling dice. They didn't mean anything. They would freak the fuck out. And I was like, And I would, like, pretend to write something. I'm like,
Yeah. Meant nothing.
You just get good at it.
Yeah.
It's a mind game, and that's what it is.
Yeah. So that's my one thing of, like, yeah, does it, like, harm me and I don't know what's going on and therefore I haven't, like, written anything for a really long time? Like, yeah.
A little bit.
So I'll say, like, that's a con of pantsing is, like, there will become a point where, like, you know, your brain is coming up with these beautiful buildings and people left and scenarios left and right. And then at some point you're going to look ahead and it's going to be, like, a barren desert wasteland and you're going to be like, oh, I've come... There's no oasis in front of me.
Right.
There's nothing. Especially if you're like me and you're like, I'm going to write, you know, up to like 30 plus chapters and here's like the end sequence. And you're like, so there's like miles of writing to do in between the scene you want to write and where you are now. What are you going to do about it? And you're like, don't know. Don't know.
No
and
idea.
I'm going to hope that, like, the writing god comes to me. And then sometimes she does it. So, like, I feel like that's a very big con, obviously, of pantsing. Somehow both ends with not finishing a writing thing.
Yeah. I think that's just us. All right. Did you take speech and debate in high school?
No.
I thought you did for some reason.
No. I toyed with it my freshman year, and then I was like, nah.
So I was about to ask, like, who won? How does that work? Who wins?
I don't think anyone wins in this scenario because we're sitting on two unfinished projects.
Three.
I think there's, like, there's pros in both, cons in both. I think the most masterful writers have found that beautiful little middle that
they're just good at it.
But it's like, if it's something that you dedicate your life to, you know, where it's not just a little
obviously,
hobby,
you hone your craft.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You get really good at it.
Yeah. And then, like, suffice to say, I think some people just get lucky too.
Oh, absolutely.
Where it's just like, man, I don't know where that came from, but it's finished and it's done and I, you know, don't have to, like, touch it again. If you have advice out there, I think that would be swell because, like, I know some of the writing things that come through where it's like, yes, just start writing and yes, like, don't beat yourself up and yes, don't compare and, like, yeah, I know all those. And then you're just like, but what about, what about, like, when you just start writing and then you get to that point and you're like, so what now? And then, like, you're looking back at yourself and you're like, So, I mean, I haven't personally found that yet. And, like, The problem is because it's just a hobby and I don't focus on it like every single day. I don't know if I ever will.
Yeah, but it, you know, there's certain things in life where you just have to be like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I can still find joy in doing this and know that I'm not the best at it.
Yeah.
And that's a very tall order. Yeah. I 100% understand.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you do something in life that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Because you actively enjoy it.
Right. Would you ever for like a single project, whether it be just like a one shot, a small multi-chapter thing, just let go of the reins of planning and just pants it?
I think I could try.
Yeah.
I don't think that that would be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be a good exercise to do to like try and get back into writing.
Right.
I certainly wouldn't be opposed to trying. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a little hard for me?
Maybe.
Yes. But I don't think it would be bad in any way, shape, or form. Sure. So
yeah.
Whereas like I have tried to force you to plan something.
And like, don't get me wrong, like I have kind of planned.
I know, but again, that night we were delirious by the end of it, because I just kept asking questions, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, but even, like, my Hawks one, where I was like, yeah, I've reached a point of, I don't fucking know what's going on at this point, and, like, I plan, and the plan is literally, like, a single bullet point, and I'm like, there's my plan, and you're like, that's not a plan.
Yeah.
Like, one bullet point's not a plan.
It's really not. I mean, like, it is, but at the same time, it's like... Mm-hmm.
You're like, you can't give me, like, hey, the chapter that's, like, 20,000 words that you want to be this long, you can't plan with, like, 3 bullet points, and that's it. That are, like, vague ideas at most.
Yeah, and that's also, like, your style of writing, too, where it's, like, mine, I will have, like, 17 bullet points, and I can make that maybe 7,000 words because of just the way that I write.
Right.
So...
That's the thing, too, is, like... Like, maybe if I plan, like, they would be shorter because it's just, like, I have, like, a somewhat of a plan where it's, like, yeah, when I just vomit onto a page and it's something like the bathtub scene. And it's, like, so that in and of itself is, like, 6,000 words. And that's a single scene of, like, maybe if there was a plan, it'd be kind of cut shorter.
Right.
And it would be, like, not as ostensive because I'm not just blacking out and writing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. So, not that, like, I would be against having a plan. I guess I am just afraid of the, like, what if I plan and then I just get burnt out. And then you get to the point where, like, this isn't fun anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good to try new things.
Yeah.
So.
And, like, I think I did, I did better, not in the Hawks regard, because, like, let's be honest, that's not a plan. That's, like, a whisper of an idea. Mm-hmm. But with, like, my Sugawara one, that is, like, also currently kind of being published right now.
Right.
Where it's, like, that had more of a plan, that had more bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, they were shorter bullet points that gave me more room to work with, because it feels less business suit constraining, more like sundress, you know?
I understand. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, again, if you forced me to, I wouldn't say no. Like, I wouldn't say no to sitting in a room with you and planning something.
Because
I just like talking to you, right?
All right.
Do I think that it would get the best work out of me? I don't know.
And you know what? We'll probably never know.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
If you plan a project, it's not like you're going to go back and, like, pants it.
Right.
You could certainly try.
Right.
Or, like, it might be easier to pants something and then go back from the first scene and be like, I'm gonna plan this.
But if you planned, would you just end up writing the plan of what's already
exactly written? But that's the thing with the planning and then going back to pants. It's like, is it already in your mind to like do this one thing that you planned already? So
I guess it would be interesting to hear from someone who like, oh, I started off as a pantser and then I started planning.
Or like, it might be interesting to like give us the same prompt and be like, plan something versus pants something.
Right.
Where is it gonna go?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. It is like an interesting, like, would you write like longer things? So you're like, yeah, I get like 7,000 words out. Could you get something like 17,000 words out if you didn't have that plan and just like blacked out, just started writing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess I do see like your concern with like, because, like, that's something that I think about of just, like, do I even plan actions or is it just all, like, whimsical thoughts that I put down on a page?
Yeah,
like,
that's fair.
Are any of them actual, like, actionable actions that can be put forth in a movie or is it just, like, this is only in a book? Because it's, like, is it a, like, fuck, I can't think of the book right now. where it's just like, this is just someone's thoughts that, like, you can't really put in a movie, you mm-hmm. know? Where it's like, how would you replicate? And you're like, you can't, because you're just, like, inside someone's head, and you can't really do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, but I would love to hear, and of course we have many years of doing this, I would love to hear from someone who was like, yeah, I started off as one, became another, or, like, oh, just, I don't want to say, like, someone just from the womb found that perfect needle, because, like, I don't think anyone...
I mean...
Off the jump.
It's a weird thing to talk about, like, hard work and talent and, right. like, that kind of thing. Because right. it's weird that some people are just innately right. able to do certain things
yeah.
and others have to work very hard at it. So, like, I'm sure there's at least a handful of people out there that mm-hmm. innately were born and just, like, have a way with words right. and, like, thinking and, like... Right.
Like, are you
operates.
Yeah, it's that very difficult conversation. Not difficult, but yeah, like, confusing of just, like, are you, like, a Fairy Tales Forever where it's, like, wrote several things before getting the very popular work out?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you, like, a Simply Lumity where it's, like, you only kind of have one work out and it's the most, you got several thousand, hundred thousand hits off of it, right? Like,
right.
like.
Interesting.
And then, like, was it just luck? Like, there's, like, a lot of things... like nuances underneath that where it's just right. like was it just was right it place right time
yeah, right.
was it just luck, like did you get help from, you know, outside where it's like TikTok and the 7 days kind of thing where it was just like did you just get help yada yada mm-hmm. like in that regard, not that you got help, but like yeah just like kind of luck in that regard
mm-hmm.
but yeah like the hard work versus talent is a weird one. Were you always a planner even at like 15?
I don't think I was.
Okay.
But again, a lot of it was like reader asks
yeah.
of them being like, could you write a little snippet sure. of like this? And it was like, oh, they prompted me.
Mm.
And I don't think it was necessarily planning, but it was like, oh, I have a pretty good idea of what sure. would happen. And then I would just write something and then I wouldn't even rough it.
Mm.
Like, I literally would just double check to make sure that all of the words were right.
The rough draft is the final
yeah,
draft.
And then I would put it out. Because, again, they were, like, less than 1,000 word things. Yeah. So it was like, it doesn't matter. Whereas, like, the multi-parters and, like, that kind of stuff,
yeah.
always planned.
Sure.
But, like, the reader asks and the little, like, small things,
yeah.
I had ideas for them, but it was never like, I'm going to start a Google Doc and, mm-hmm. like, plan it out. Mm-hmm. And then, like, then I'm going to write it and then I'm going to rough it and yeah. then I'm going to, like, do all these things. It was never like that.
Sure.
It was just like this is an exercise for me. This is a warm up for yeah. me to like get into a writing mindset mm-hmm. of like, I'm going to answer a couple of these
yeah.
and then I'm going to go work on the bigger projects.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
I think that's fair. I mean, like with all our debates, is there really a winner?
They never really
or
are
we
debates.
Just kind, too kind to each other now? They're
fuck
not
you.
Really
debating. Fuck you. Fuck you and Pantsers. You all have produced really good works. And I'm really upset that you could able to do it without fucking planning, because planning takes a lot of time and effort that I wish I didn't have to waste. There, that's your debate portion.
Thank you. The debate's just fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't listen, I didn't do speech and debate, but I don't think that's a part of speech and debate.
I say it is.
Okay.
So therefore
okay.
Canonically Incorrect has declared it as such.
Yeah. So I mean, and it's one of the things where it's like, like we've done in the past with friends versus lovers, enemies versus lovers, and then whatever we did for the first one, which I actually can't think of at this moment. Oh, happily ever after versus unhappily ever after.
Oh.
I don't think there's a wrong option. I think it's just like, like for this one, it's at least like who you are. Mm. I think like we said in the beginning, it just chooses you.
Kind of.
You have to like make a conscious decision to move to the other one.
Right.
Like pantsing just kind of chose me, planning just happened to choose you mm-hmm. at the end of the day,
right?
So I think it just chooses the person, so I don't think there's inherently a wrong one. I do think there are cons to both, and it's just like, are you going to put in the work to try to fix those cons to make it work out for you in the end? Because mm-hmm. I think both can be very successful, right? Like you just have to put in that, like, extra bit of work that people on AO3 have done,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, the guests who have come on, like, they've just done that, like, extra bit of work.
Right.
To have it be successful for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think there's a wrong decision. I don't think there's a right decision.
I would agree.
Yeah. So, thank y'all for listening for a fun little debate. I think it was better just because it's more personal experience instead of just me being like, here is why Friends to Lovers is inherently better.
Whoa, inherently? Fuck you. How dare you?
Whether you be a planner or a pantser, if it comes out with a beautifully well-written, I don't care how the fuck you got it, you know what I mean?
Real.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Canonically Incorrect. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Tumblr. You can send us your fanfiction recommendations, or if you're a fanfiction author that would like to be on our show, email us at canonicallyincorrectpod@gmail.com. If you would like to support us, you can donate a one-time donation at ko-fi.com/canonicallyincorrect. You can subscribe to our Patreon monthly at patreon.com/canonicallyincorrect. Thank you to our Patreons, Autumnal River and Riley C, for your continued support.
Donate to AO3!
And we'll see you guys next time!
Bye! Bye.